USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is detailing a confrontational meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I underscore the importance of having direct lines of communication, the importance of continuing to engage in diplomacy between our countries. I think this is something that the world expects of us. They expect us to manage this relationship responsibly.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Blinken explained the pair met in Germany on Saturday to discuss how to reduce current diplomatic tensions. Blinken noted he made it clear there would be serious consequences if China provided lethal support for Russia in its war against Ukraine. Blinken also said the Chinese spy balloon incident, it was unacceptable and can never happen again. The U.S. has officially called off the search for debris from the three unidentified objects that were shot down by the military last weekend. The Pentagon says it didn't find anything after fighter jets downed the objects in the remote areas in Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron. Intelligence experts believe the objects were not connected to the Chinese spy program. Donald Trump might like to talk about Donald Trump, but Nikki Haley doesn't.
Nikki Haley says she's not focused on former President Trump as she heads into the 2024 Republican primary race against him.
I think we need new energy going in. I think we need to leave the status quo of the past and start looking ahead, and that's what I'm going to do. And as much as people want to talk about other opponents, there will be more. Many of them are my friends. My focus is on American families, how they're struggling, and what we're going to do to make sure that we get this country back.
On Fox News Sunday, the former South Carolina governor wouldn't talk about Trump, saying, "It's amazing the media wants to talk about that so much." She said her focus is on President Biden and the problems facing Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
Actor comedian Richard Belzer has died at 78, according to fellow comedian and friend Lorraine Newman. There's no word on his cause of death. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
The closely watched double murder trial of former attorney Alex Murdaugh is scheduled to resume Monday in South Carolina. The prosecution rested their case Friday with defense lawyers then calling their first witness. Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife and son in June of 2021. More testimony is expected tomorrow. A Temple University police officer is dead, shot Saturday night while trying to stop a carjacking. The Philadelphia Police Department is investigating alongside University police, but so far no arrests have been announced. Temple Chief of Police Dr. Jennifer Griffith says this marks the first time a school officer has been killed in the line of duty. A sports star is ready for a dramatic comeback.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is returning to the Phoenix Mercury. She was imprisoned in a Russian penal colony for 10 months after officials found cannabis oil in her bag at the Moscow airport. Griner reportedly gets a one-year deal at $165,000 for her professional homecoming. She led the Mercury to the WNBA Finals in 2021. Griner was the top draft pick in 2013 and played all nine seasons in Phoenix. The Mercury play their season opener on May 19th. I'm Jerry Barmash.
NBA All-Star Weekend underway in Salt Lake City. Team Giannis and Team LeBron are slated to face off in the 72nd NBA All-Star Game. The game starts at 8:30 Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.